This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So this bartender gets charged because of serving liquor, too much liquor to somebody. And I was thinking to myself, well, Democrats should be charged for so much. I mean, if what you create, you know, in other words, one of your actions leads to somebody else doing something, then who should be charged? I mean, who should be charged for all the crime in the inner cities? Who should be charged for all of the abortions, ultimately, that are happening in this country? And on and on. If it's the sort of the connect the dots on all of these different things that these Democrats are doing, holy cow, you'd have to charge them for so much. I mean, it would break the back of the criminal justice system. Anyway, bars serve liquor, right? We all know that. And they hire bartenders to serve liquor. And these are people doing their jobs. But your job can land you in prison for what others do. In other words, if somebody comes to your bar and has drinks and you don't know it, you serve them a couple of more, you put them over the limit. Maybe they've come from their home. Fox News reported this. A Texas bartender accused of serving an intoxicated man who went on later to kill 8 people during a shooting rampage at a football watch party in 2017. Was charged with a misdemeanor. Lindsay Glass, 27, was arrested, faces a fine of up to $500 and a year in jail, or both, after violating the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Code that restricts, quote, sale to certain persons. A person commits an offense if the person with a criminal negligence sells an alcoholic beverage to an habitual drunkard or an intoxicated or insane person. So in other words, if you're a bartender, let me just give you some advice. Don't serve a leftist ever. Look, say, let me see your voter registration card. Are you a Republican? Okay, you can drink. If you're not, nope, you're insane. I'm not serving you. People, Joe, you think, oh, Kevin's just kidding. I'm not kidding. What would you say to the person that went and shot Scalise at the ballpark, where he was practicing? What do you say to that person? What do you say to these people that are going in shooting up schools? I'm not saying they've had anything to drink or whatever. I'm just saying, how do you know? How do you know what they're going to do next? You don't. Most of the crime in this country, quite frankly, in the world, is committed by somebody on the left. Somebody who believes they deserve something for nothing, wants retribution, usually for something dogmatic. They can't solve a problem the way you and I solve it, like adults and like human beings that care about the world. The majority of people that are flooding the prisons in America and around the world are leftists. Leftists who come from broken homes. Do you think leftists care about broken homes? Prove to me that any policy that the Democrats put forth shows one iota of concern about a person's home. That they have two parents. That they have one loving parent. None of it. All the leftist policies allow the government to come in, yank a kid out of a situation, put them into, quote, foster care. And the government will take good care of them. I don't know who this guy served who went on to go, this lady, Lindsay Glass, went on to serve, who then went out and killed 8 people at a Texas football watch party. But I'll tell you this, it wasn't her fault. It's unbelievable. Glass worked at a local pub in Plano. Spencer Height showed up in the night and was served despite showing signs of intoxication. Now, I don't have a problem with saying you have to at least recognize when somebody's drunk. He's slurring his speech, he's doing things like that, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. A problem that says, look, you've had too much to drink. You know, I can't serve you. But still, how do you know? And let's say she knew, but what about his follow-on crime? Because for all intents and purposes, he didn't need her bar to get any more drunk. He could have gotten drunk at home. He could have sat in his car with a liquor bottle and drank. He could have gone to a liquor store, bought a bottle, drank it on the street. What would they, shouldn't you be able to sue the liquor company? And wouldn't that be a roll of the dice given that he could have picked this poison? You're going to sue Jack Daniels because he drank whiskey? You're going to sue Bacardi because he drank rum? You're going to sue Smirnoff because he drank vodka? I mean, if you're blaming the product or the fact that he got the additional product from somebody, you know, where do you stop? I get there are people out there going, Kevin, you shouldn't have served him because he was drunk. Okay, fine. I'm not disagreeing that maybe she should have recognized it. And apparently she did. She texts another bartender saying Height was in the bar earlier that day and it had two gins and he had only had two beers and a shot when he came back. She says she thinks he went to another bar while he was gone. So what she's saying is he was in here earlier. I was serving him liquor. That's her job. He left and came back and I served him. And she says I gave him two gins and two beers and a shot. Quite a bit. But how do you recognize a person's constitution? If I drank that, they'd have to carry me out of there in a gurney. But there are people, I have an aunt that you wouldn't even notice a twitch in her personality if that's all she had. She'd be looking at you like, you better go get some more liquor, boy. She sent another text saying, Spencer has a big knife on the bar and he's spinning it and he just asked for his tab and said, I have to go do some dirty work. Okay, I get it. If you know in retrospect what he did, you did have to go do some dirty work. She didn't know what he meant. I'm not exonerating her. I'm just saying, if we're going to use that as our measuring stick, you better watch everything you say and do with anybody. And by the way, get rid of your leftist friends. Anyway, we've had a ton to talk about today. I told you, no compromise in dealing with leftists. That's what we talked about. I talked about the president targeting Ray, and rightfully so. This would be FBI director. And I've also said it's bad news for Democrats. When we come back, I'm going to add some more fuel to the fire that it is indeed bad news for Democrats. Thanks for being on today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
I'm going to tell you right now, too much to talk about, too many things to concentrate on. When I put this show together every day, I think to myself, can we follow something linear? You know, when we bounce around a little bit, and you probably notice that, I try to keep the show interesting. I try to keep it timely. And I finally get to the point where I said, look, I'm not going to try to be breaking news. Oh, today while we're breaking in on the program, this is happening. No, it can wait. You'll get it. You'll get to hear whatever it is. I'm not meant to be the news. I'm Sports Illustrated. You may have heard it, probably have. And in some cases, I'll dig a little deeper and say, hey, did you know this happened? Or I'll put it into a bit of perspective. But there's just too much. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The stuff that's about to break, it's going to be hot, hot, hot. So I want to put a lot of it into context. And a good example is Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney in the D.C. area. He said, Comey is ultimately screwed. This is an article I read. He was on Fox with Rudy Giuliani, and they ran through information he received from friends in the Justice Department. And the Horowitz report is coming out in May, early June. There's another report that everyone has forgotten about involving James Comey alone. That will be out in 2 weeks. That report is going to be a bombshell. It is going to open up the investigation on a very high note, and there are going to be criminal referrals in it. That's what Joe DeGeneva said. An insider that, you know, I don't know. At this point, I know there's got to be whistleblowers that are working on our side saying, you know what, I've seen enough. I've seen how bad things can get when you let leftists run this country, when you let ideologues who would dare plot a coup against the president of the United States because they didn't like him. Let me tell you something. I didn't like Barack Obama, but there is no way you could have had me do a coup against Barack Obama. No way. I'm talking about create something fake and put it on him and say, now, let's go to work. Let's get the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of them, and let's put this thing together. Let's create the web of lies so we can get rid of Obama. You know what we plotted? We conservatives, the people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, we plotted to go to the polls and to remove Barack Obama. From the moment he got into office, we knew what we were going to get. We had no animosity toward him personally, even though people said that we did. We said, we know the type of policies that this man will bring. Let's plot to get him out in 2012. And before we do that, let's send a sign in 2010 that we're coming for you. And you know what we did in 2010? We whooped his big old, was a little skinny black behind. That's what we beat up. We tore him a new one, as they say. And you know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. You know what I mean? We tore him a new one. And so that was our success. You would think that if the Democrats were so confident in beating Trump, they'd say, man, we are going to tear him a new one in the midterms. And they didn't. You know what they did? They plotted against Trump to turn the House and the Senate with their crooked nature. They didn't release reports that would have practically guaranteed Trump would have retained the House because they didn't want to do it. And the problem that they have now, they don't have enough time. In the next year plus, we're going to find out about their devilishment, their dirty work, and they are toast. We are going to win the House back. We're going to solidify the Senate, and Donald Trump will be the 45th president again, because he's just going to keep on trucking. But the Democrats couldn't do that. They knew they couldn't win. So they had to plot. And they used the results of that plot. They used it as part of the election cycle. They knew that Christopher Steele had nothing, and they planned it as part of the election cycle. Like, we got to get this released in 2016 before the election. We got to make it look like Donald Trump was in collusion with the Russians. That's what they did. Anyway, according to DeGeneva, the FISA court has already turned the information over to the AG, Bill Barr. Joe DeGeneva, very smart guy. So people are saying he's not going to put his credibility at stake if he didn't know what was really going to happen. Plus, they say he isn't the only guy reporting on this. It's being picked up around the DOJ that Comey's in trouble. So this is an interview that Maria Bartiromo had with Carter Page, the volunteer Trump campaign advisor who was targeted. And here's what, let me just get from Maria to you because I don't have the actual audio. Were you colluding with the Russians? She asked him. Were you colluding with the Russians to get Donald Trump elected? Carter Page says, you know, I never. I've always followed the law, both in this country and abroad. You know, it's interesting. Not one thing. You know, I probably spent my time more than any Trump supporter that's known in Russia in 2016. Not one time did anyone ask me to do anything illicit, illegal, or unethical. Bartiromo, you have plenty of courses. This could have been your business. You worked with the FBI before. You worked with the intel agencies before about surveillance. So you were a friend of the FBI. Carter Page, not only was I a friend, I also did it as an upstanding American citizen. Bartiromo, serve to your country, right? Service to your country. Page, for free. Service to my country. I was not paid 1 cent. as Judicial Watch has uncovered through their court proceedings and FOIA requests, 11 payments to this guy Steele in 2016. At the same time, he's getting funneled money undercover through this law firm, Perkins Coie, to do this opposition research and basically funnel it back into, eventually, into the FISA courts. Bartiromo. So your name gets involved and you become part of the target of Fusion GPS in this dossier. Your name gets into the press as a result of them leaking these stories. You start getting death threats. Your life changes completely. Absolutely, he says. You really have to kind of deep go low profile, basically living as an international fugitive lifestyle. And the sad part about it is, Maria, I tried telling Director Comey about this, sent him a letter on Sunday, September 25th, 2016, right after the Yahoo News article, saying, calling this a witch hunt or just nothing. They did nothing. The months that followed, in October and in January, he sends two false affidavits to the FISA courts, abuse of process in a U.S. federal court. Now, let me tell you, I'm stopping there just to tell you, you better know, I've said it over and over again, there is no escape. I don't care how many places Comey speaks. I don't care what Hillary Clinton goes around and says. I don't care what Clapper and Brennan. I don't care if Barack Obama gets involved. What you're going to watch is, you ever put a drop of had an oily surface of a dishwash, you know, like dishwashing water, and you put a drop of dishwashing liquid, and the minute that drop hits, and then there's a big circle that, the water clears around it and all the grease just moves away. That's what you're going to find out is happening in D.C. right now. There are certain people that are so toxic, nobody wants to be around them. Comey's one of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
We have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talks about the Trump administration's immigration proposal that was unveiled on Thursday.
What the president is putting forward is, it's not the complete immigration bill, but it's a very good start, and it's the base where people can work from. But the crisis we have today, we got to solve the loophole problems that are going down along the border. I think that would be one element.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you convinced that there was a fraud committed against the FISA court withholding that Hillary paid for that dossier and that, in fact, the bulk of evidence was unverifiable and that they never verified whether anything Steele wrote is true, and did they do it to spy on the Trump campaign, sir?
Sean, I can tell you it is even worse than what you described. It is what you described in addition to the withholding of exculpatory information, which is what has Johnny Ratcliffe so exercised. And they made no effort to corroborate the dossier until after it had been used in the application and a renewal. No effort. It's not that they failed. They made no effort to do it.
Last question.
So whoever is investigating this, tell them to look for emails between Brennan and Comey in December of 2016.
Are you convinced that that phony Russian dossier bought by Hillary Clinton, created by Steele, that they lied to with the FISA court? Are you convinced they tried to undo a president, the duly elected president of the United States, and take him down?
I'm just going based on what Peter Strzok said. He thought he'd be the lead agent in charge of investigating this, said he thought Trump would be destabilizing, had an insurance policy, and then promised his lover that we will stop it. So, you answer it.
I'll answer it. Can you feel it? Boom. Can you feel it? Boom. Can you feel it? Boom. 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 Yes. See, Trey Gowdy's giving you the keys to the kingdom. He's saying, I know what I saw. He's talking about Ratcliffe having a conniption because he's going, you know what? Open and shut. Case closed. The first part of that interview, which went about 4 minutes and 50 seconds, I would have played the whole thing because it was worth it. It wasn't worth it because Sean just kept interrupting Trey Gowdy, and Gowdy was giving him jewels, and Sean kept interrupting. I'm just going to ask you some questions. This is yes or no. This is yes or no questions. And Gowdy's going, I got more than yes or no. You want to know why, Sean? Because I know a lot more than you do. Be quiet. That little bit, that tidbit that Trey Gowdy gave you. Go look at the email between Comey and Brennan on December the 16th. That'll tell you all you need to know. There's a tip for investigators. There you go. Tell them, Trey. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I would have let Trey Gowdy go on, because let me tell you, the dude was dropping serious. I mean, what more could he say? It is ugly for the Democrats, folks, for those of you naysayers who are out there going, I don't know, Kev, I'm not sure, man. Get over yourselves. This is as bad as it gets for the Democrats. Wow. I wouldn't want to be one. I would not want to be one. I was going to talk about this segment? I wanted to talk about polling. The Democrats are getting pushed back and all that, and maybe we'll get to that next segment. But let me tell you, I'm stuck on this part now. What Trey Gowdy had to say. I'm stuck on what McCarthy chided Nadler on the 6 hours of testimony. We got the clip from that. I don't even want to skip gears on this too much because Trey Gowdy said it all. Let me give you some inside scoop here. I don't have to be a genius to explain this to you. What Trey Gowdy is saying is what I've been telling you. There's no way you can cover up something this big. I have told you, Jim Comey is on the hot seat like you wouldn't believe. There is nothing this man is going to be able to do to get himself out of this mess. Nothing. I mean, there's no cover for him whatsoever. Oh, my goodness. And you know, look, I'm not trying to chastise you folks for being concerned. You're not used to a world where justice gets served. You're used to something. You're like, oh, man, they ain't getting theirs because, you know, I know what's about to happen. Whatever. Folks, it is all around you. All around you. They cannot get out of this. Here's what Sidney Powell, a former prosecutor, had to say about all this mess on James Comey. Just to help you put things into a little bit more perspective. Sidney Powell, look him up. I mean, look her up.
Now, Sidney, you know, James Comey has gone around saying he does everything by the book, but this is the same James Comey who, in order to put the special prosecutor in place, what did he do? He actually leaked information, right? I mean, are we supposed to believe that James Comey now, who's on this publicity tour, as Congressman Turner called it?
No, there is nothing that was done by the book here in the FBI. They broke every rule and every protocol from the beginning of this so-called investigation, from sending an agent to foreign soil to interact with an American citizen, from enlisting the help of the British, everything they did, using the sealed dossier, which Comey has admitted repeatedly was unverified, yet he signs a FISA application that says it's verified. And please remember, the Carter Page FISA application was not against a member of the Trump campaign. Mr. Page had not been a member of the Trump campaign for weeks when they got that FISA application.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Do-do-do-do-do. I can feel it. And what I'm feeling, when you have that sixth sense, no, it's not indigestion. No, it's not a bowel movement. No, I feel destruction coming to the Democratic Party. And it is long overdue. Long overdue. This is a pendulum correction that needed to happen, was bound to happen, but the Democrats were like, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. It's like, I don't know, a crook that gets away with something for so long that they think, I'm never getting caught. I'm too good at this. 844-551-8255. There's no way out. And I'm so... pardon me, I know it doesn't seem like it, but I'm overjoyed. But there's a part of me that's going, wow. You know, how happy can you be to learn that your government is so crooked? To learn that, you know, I grew up in an America where I trusted the government. Many of you did as well. We believed what they told us. We believed that our best interests were at heart, particularly the people. I'm talking about the people. I'm not going to get all involved in whether the CIA made mistakes in Nicaragua or whatever. I'm going to presume that they did. It's men trying to assess situations that they probably don't know enough about, and whether we did regime change or whatever. Look, been there. Almost every country's been there, done that. Not assessing that. I'm not pointing fingers at my government going, it was awful that we dropped the bombs on the Japanese. And some people go, and we knew that they had given up, that they had surrendered when we dropped the second bomb. Okay? Here's the way I rationalize that. The war never would have involved Japan if they hadn't bombed Pearl Harbor. So if we happen to have nukes, And that's what it took to end the war. So be it. I'm not going to rationalize it and get all, you know, sacrosanct over, oh, our government is so mean. Our government did what it thought it needed to do. And I don't know what leader at what time. I'm sure it was debated and all that. But here's what I do know about the government and what my expectations are, and probably what yours are as well. I don't expect our government to try to overthrow a legitimate election, particularly one where the guy wasn't even supposed to win. I don't expect my government to get involved. I don't expect my government to lie and try to convince me that what they were doing, you know, it involved Russians and they were protecting us from Russians, and they give us a ruse, sort of like the videographer on 9/11 for Benghazi. See, what I've learned about my government, and particularly from the years 2008 to 2016, is this government will do whatever it wants. It doesn't care what I think. It doesn't count me. It doesn't want to count me. It sees me as necessary fodder to keep the government working and to keep letting the richest people in this country, if not on the planet, continue to get richer. The most powerful people on the planet to continue to get more powerful. That's what our government has become. And that is why I believe God stepped in, intervened, and said, not going to happen. That's what I think. There are lots of signs. Look, if you need signs that Comey's in trouble, and you think, because here's what people tell me, well, Kevin, they're still running around speaking and doing stuff. They're going to act as if. They're going to go out and do the things that they're doing. The people that they're speaking to are people who want to believe in the Democrat lie. I don't look at it and go, oh, man, they're still letting them speak. It must be awful. Like, for example, Fox News tried to keep me from speaking at an event once they fired me. You guys don't know this. But they did. They played Gestapo and told an event planner, if Kevin speaks at this event, we're not going to show up. See, that's Gestapo crap. Anyway, we're not trying to stop them. Go speak. Doesn't mean you're not guilty.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
6 hours was the amount of time Chairman Nadler and his members of the House Judiciary Committee wasted yesterday discussing their manufactured attempt against Attorney General Barr. If you listen to it, question continues to be raised that Nadler can't even handle the gavel.
Nadler and Schiff will go down in history as two of the worst Americans, worst Democrats, worst congressmen, bar none. I mean, I used to think that Harry Reid and Pelosi and Schumer were bad. They are nothing in comparison to those two. I don't know who tasked those two with having to continue this lie about Russian collusion and obstruction of justice and all this. But let me tell you, You talk about monumental and going nuclear to your face. I'm talking about blowing up in your face nuclear. This is what they're after. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to play more of that Hannity clip that he did with Gowdy. It's the first part before I'm going to cut it off when Hannity starts interrupting him because it's obnoxious. But I want to just play this first part because Gowdy is giving jewels of information. Now, I played the piece in the last segment where Gowdy essentially says, look at Comey's emails on December the 16th, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So he's already giving them the keys to the kingdom. And I think what Gowdy is saying without saying it is Comey's in big trouble. But here's what I don't understand. Gowdy should just, he should get out of prosecutor mode. He should get out of political talking head mode and just start saying, hey, look, let me tell you something. Here's what's about to happen. I know it's tough for these guys. He's in politician mode of, I can't lose credibility by being wrong on something. I was wrong saying Ocasio-Cortez was going to get shut down. They were going to shut her up. You know what I didn't realize? They can't shut her up. They don't have the power. Think about that. They can't shut down a 20-something-year-old Puerto Rican bartender. Do you think they're going to shut down Donald Trump and the entirety of the new and improved drained swamp version of the federal government? Now that Donald Trump has gone into complete DEFCON 1 and on the offensive saying it's gone from witch hunt to con job and you're not going to get over on me, and he's calling people out by name. He called out James Comey. He called out Christopher Wray. He's saying, Comey, I know you're crooked. Christopher Wray, you replaced him. You show any crooked nature, you show anything other than the truth, that I'm gonna be on you like ugly on an ape. I should say like ugly on Joy Behar. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are hurting. I asked the question earlier, and I'm going to play this Gowdy clip in a second. But I asked the question earlier, you know, where are the Democrats? Where is the golden boy, O'Rourke? Where is the golden girl, pardon the pun, Kamala Harris? Where is she? How's her campaign going? Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't get 500 people to come to a rally unless he holds it at a school or somewhere where they give extra credit or whatever. He can't, let's just be on the safe side. He can't get 1,000 representative voters. He can get 200 geriatrics in an old folks home who have nothing better to do. Donald Trump brings out every demographic of this country. He's been doing it for the better part of 2+ years, and he's into year 3, and nothing has changed. Give me never Trumpers. Give me I hate Trumpers. Give me Trump can kiss my booty. I don't care what you call it. And you know what I'll give you? I'll give you people who know location to location will fill amphitheaters, arenas, you name it, to go see Donald Trump. It'll be standing room only. And the Democrats will say, there's no energy behind Trump. There's no energy. Oh, I guess there's energy behind Elizabeth Warren. Where's she? Cory Booker, you know what they're claiming on his campaign? It's racist. If Cory Booker were a white mayor, he'd be getting time. Whiner. Buttigieg is getting time. Speaking of Buttigieg, what's he got going for him? Other than Fox is going to give him a town hall, what's he got going for him? I'm married to a man. Look at me. I want to be the first gay president. Obama beat you to it, baby. These people are crazy, folks. And you know what? You should be happy to some degree because you know what? The left got so crazy, they felt invincible. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you felt like your doo-doo didn't stink. You know what I'm saying? You were the best runner, the best football player, the best tennis player, the most brilliant student or whatever. And then you got in a circumstance where you went, holy cow, I'm not the best. Has that ever happened to you? It happened to me. I was 16. My dad wanted to give me money because my uncle accused me of stealing from him, which I hadn't. My aunt paid me, and my uncle accused me of, you took my money, you took my money. I'm like, dude, your wife is the one that paid me my money. If you want to go be mad at somebody, go be mad at her. He's spitting in my face. First time in my life, I told my uncle, I said, you need to back off of me because I'm going to hurt you. And he wanted to hurt me. My uncle was not one. He would fight it on a drop of a dime. Drop of a dime. And my uncle, he was so mad at me, his lip was quivering, you know, his jaw, the bottom of his jaw. He was like, and I looked at him and I said, Uncle Robert, I know you're mad at me because you know I'm right. I said, you don't want to do this because I don't want to hurt you. I literally said that to my uncle. I was 16 years old. I was bad, though. I was a bad to the bone little dude. And let me tell you, I was this close to being a delinquent. If you pushed the right buttons, I could have been to prison. It was in my DNA. My dad and my uncle both had been. So my dad's out of prison, lived with my uncle, and this came up. And my dad comes off the patio listening and tries to hand me money that he had gotten on a loan because of my grandparents. And he's like, well, if you need to pay your uncle back, you know, here's the money. And I'm like, man, you're the sorriest father in the world. You're going to pay off my theft? I said, you should be talking to me. If you think I stole it, you should be saying, well, son, you shouldn't steal. Let's go talk to your uncle, see how we can get give him retribution, whatever. Let him recover. No, here's the money. I'll pay it off. Money that you can't even get on your own. Couldn't they have the credit to get, didn't he have the credit to fill out an application? Anyway, let me play this clip from Gowdy just so you can hear the beginning of it.
Now that we know tonight that the Attorney General has, in fact, assigned this U.S. Attorney in Connecticut to review the origins of the Russian inquiry, that and what other questions would you like answered?
Well, this is the fourth person that's been charged with investigating the origins of the Russia probe, so I'm more interested in how quickly they do it and how effectively they do it more than the number. So if this is the right person to do it, more power to them. There's an easy roadmap to follow, Sean. We know the origins of the Russia probe, what Russia did to us. I want to know the origins of when the Bureau began to intermingle the Trump campaign with the Russia probe. You just quoted Lindsey Graham as saying they want to stop Trump. All Lindsey was doing was quoting Peter Strzok. That's what Peter Strzok said in the text. No, we'll stop it. So what are the origins? Then I want to know, how did the FBI assess Christopher Steele? They have their own internal documents. Part of what Lindsey wants to make public are the internal FBI documents where they did their own assessment, and I think you'll be surprised at whether or not they viewed Steele
Hold
as
on.
Being
Was
credible.
This is all in the Gang of Eight information, I'm told, my sources?
So I stopped it there because Hannity interrupts, injects something completely unrelated, then no even need to rehash it. And here's Gowdy giving him the keys to the kingdom. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Gowdy's saying, look at the internal documents of the FBI. We know the origins. The origins of this came from the Steele dossier. Look at the internal documents. Now, in the previous segment of this broadcast, I already said, Gowdy's going, the FBI themselves know this was nonsense. They were saying it. I don't know who said it, but Trey Gowdy's alluding to it, and Hannity won't shut up long enough so he can answer. Let's see if we can get the last part in because I think it's pretty telling.
The meeting on the tarmac, the fact that Comey had to threaten special counsel. You mentioned that Comey leaked memos because he wanted special counsel appointed for Trump.
Let me be more
specific. What did he do when he had questions about Loretta Lynch? Did you see him leak anything then?
Nope.
Welcome back. So it's pretty clear that Trey Gowdy knows that the FBI's own internal documents are going to cook the goose of the FBI. Too bad Hannity didn't let him just kind of go off on that, but he alluded to it. So all I'm saying to you guys is chill. Just relax. Wait it out. It's coming.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.